In a world where denomination and even different styles and practices divides, I read with great interest that many of our favorite Christmas carols, which are biblical, were written by an array of different denominations, some of whom have public disagreements with each other over practices, principles, and even theology. What's interesting is that for 11 months a year, we debate and bicker about who's right and wrong, or which practice is correct and accurate. And then for 1 month or a few weeks, we all sing songs across the land and globe that were written by those different denominations with such gusto, ushering in God's presence. Hey, what's even more intriguing is that one of the holiest and most popular carols was written by two non-believers. So what's my point? In all this, as we point out one another's mistakes, the devil stands aside and snickers gleefully as he watches a divided church. So I'll leave you with today's Bible passage from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 10 until 13. And it says this: "Brothers and sisters, by the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ, I beg all of you to agree with one another. You should not be divided into different groups. Be completely joined together again, with the same kind of thinking and the same kind of purpose. My brothers and sisters, some members of Chloe's family told me that there are arguments among you. This is what I mean. One of you says, 'I follow Paul.' And someone else says, 'I follow Apollos.' Another says, 'I follow Peter.' And someone else says, 'I follow Christ.' Christ cannot be divided into different groups. It wasn't Paul who died on the cross for you, was it? Were you baptized in Paul's name?" My takeaway for us is this: instead of spending all the time witch hunting, use that time to reach the unreached, share with the untold, love the unloved, and care for the rejected. You'll see how the kingdom of God will grow after that. For God really loved the world so much that He did give His one and only Son, Jesus, to die for all of us. That's it. Amen. I am DJ ELC, and welcome to our Sunday devotional broadcast right here on Champion FM Radio. And it's two programs of beautiful Christmas instrumentals to accompany your quiet time moments. And here is part one.
Thank you. Champion FM. It's all about him.
And on program one, we heard Happy Holiday from Jack Jazrow, Mason Embry, Dennis Soli, and Eric Darken. The Winford Big Band with Caroling, Caroling. The First Noel was from Brad Hatfield. The Vince Garoldi Trio played Green Sleeves. And I'll Be Home for Christmas by the Knoxville Jazz Orchestra. Stay with us on Champion FM Radio for more great festive music after these announcements.
Since August 2021, Champion FM Radio has begun our Read Through the Bible series daily as we explore the Word of God using the easy-to-read version. This 365-day plan is also available on our website if you have missed any of our previous readings. You can also follow the plan by downloading the PDF file from our website. So join us today in exploring God's Holy Word.
The true heart of Christmas is our video of the day by the Skit Guys and reveals to us the real meaning of the Yuletide story. Why do we have this blessing and hope? Go to our website and to our inspirational page to watch this video after this broadcast. Christmas is around the corner, and we're asking all our listeners to send in your greetings to family and friends from December onwards. Go to our website and wish them a happy and blessed Christmas, and Champion FM Radio will help send out those greetings on air just for you. You can even write your greetings to your loved ones on our Facebook page by clicking on the link that we will provide on our website. All links will be open from December the 1st. It's all happening this Christmas on Champion FM Radio.
Champion FM, it's all about him.
And we're back on our Sunday devotional broadcast, and here is program 2 on Champion FM Radio.
Thank you.
Champion FM, it's all about him.
On program 2, we played It Came Upon a Midnight Clear from the KTZ Players, Sleigh Ride from Aaron Dial, Warren Wolf with Christmas Time Is Here, Sam Levine played Silent Night, Holy Night, and Attila Fias gave us Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. It's never wrong to be in a church, no matter the denomination. We all need to be in a church, but what is important is reaching out to those who do not know Jesus and then bringing them into the church and Christian community after they receive Jesus as their Savior and Lord. Think about that today, church. Join me tomorrow for our Billboard Christian Airplay Hits Countdown once again to find out what's new, who has climbed up, and what are this week's top 10 Christian songs. It's all here on Champion FM Radio's The Hits on Monday. Till then, this is DJ ELC signing off and saying God bless you and be the blessing to everyone around you.
Champion FM, it's all about him.
And they're